Kidamaipur, and it's raining cats and dogs, as they say in English, and really, really raining. And happy Govardhan Puja. Today is Govardhan Puja. It started raining last night and it hasn't stopped. And I'm sort of decompressing from both traveling and I guess 2 weeks of meetings. And that was going to be the long and short of the podcast, which would have taken 1:08. But when I was decorating Radha-Damodar, I got a little inspired to speak about the early meditation that I had when I was chanting japa along a beautiful balcony here with the rain falling. And I was meditating on how this wonderful festival is, among so many other things, it's a festival of faith. Or at least it celebrates the faith that's really required to be Krishna conscious. Because when we talk about Krishna consciousness in this festival, Govardhan festival, then we're talking about Krishna consciousness like that of Mother Yashoda. That's what we're celebrating this month of Damodar, and that's how the pastimes of the 10th canto, well, there's a few pastimes, Trinavarta Putana, but after that, how they're introduced is Sukadeva Goswami describes this Damodar Lila, which is called an ancient Lila. In other words, it was already known from Krishna's previous appearance in different day of Brahma. And and it relates to how does one attain? Well, how the question that Parikshit Maharaj was, how did Mother Yashoda attain this kind of special devotion? And of course, that also reflects upon devotees. It's the actual theme of Srimad Bhagavatam, how do you actually attain the love of God like Mother Yashoda and the residents of Vrindavan? And one of the aspects is that you have to have faith in Krishna the way the residents of Vrindavan have faith in Krishna. And this Govardhan Lila really brings that out. It really brings it to the fore. I'm going to go through all the aspects of this pastime. Devotees know it. It's a such a well-known pastime, but we know that it started when Krishna and Balaram, about 3 days before the actual event, bumped into the parents, their father, Nanda Maharaj, and they were in Bratrur, which was a village where they were performing sacrifice and getting ready for doing their annual Indra Yagya. And of course, Krishna began to inquire, well, why is this Yagya going on? And what's it about? And who's it for? And what's the Shastric basis for it? And first, Nanda Maharaj wanted to sort of poo-poo Krishna away, but Krishna wasn't about to give up. He wanted answers. And so Nanda Maharaj explained that they're nomads, actually. We're dependent upon, we're cowherd men. Cowherd men means we're dependent upon grass, and the grass is dependent on the rains, and the rains is given by Indra. So that's why we worship him annually. And Krishna was a little hurt by that. Well, of course, Krishna orchestrated this pastime. He knows that the cowherd men are really exclusively devoted to him, but still he wanted to give an example to us, and so he said, well, don't worship Indra. And he used different logical arguments. We should worship Govardhan Hill. Now, stopping Govardhan Puja was one thing, and they agreed to do that. So that required faith. That's one leap of faith. The other one is this, let's worship this hill. Now, worshiping hills is not something that the Vrijabhasis were doing. There was some more aboriginal tribe that worshipped that, and of course it has become very much part of Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, and we recognize different hills, especially in Vrindavan, to be different forms of Brahma, Shiva, and Govardhan Hill, be Krishna. But still, it wasn't something that they were doing. But Krishna asked them, why don't we worship Govardhan Hill? So at first, Nanda Maharaj says, okay, well, listen, we'll do the Indra Yagya and we'll worship Govardhan Hill. And Krishna said, no, just worship Govardhan Hill. So we also have a tendency to do that. All right, well, this is called Sakam Bhakti Yoga, in that you worship Krishna and you do your material business as well. Krishna said, no, we don't have time for that. We don't have time for two yagyas. All the ingredients for the sacrifice are here. So let's just do this. And then finally, the Vrijabhasis acquiesced. Okay, we'll have faith in what you say. So they had exclusive faith. They had exclusive faith in Krishna. And so one thing it was that, all right, now we're going to worship this hill. The other was that, of course, that got the cowherd men into trouble with Indra, and then you know what happened, and there's torrential rains, just like we're having torrential rains now, or even worse. And so, first thing is that they didn't come blaming Krishna. And therefore, although they first said, well, look what happened, usually if someone gives you advice and that advice turns into catastrophic consequences, then you don't go asking them for more solutions. But they did. They said, all right, now what do we do? So Krishna said, well, Krishna lifted up the hill. And he didn't give them a practical solution. He said, come under the hill. And they did. In other words, Krishna's solution to a certain crisis wasn't necessarily something that was rational, logical, or risk-free. There was a lot of risk to it. But again, they had faith. They had faith in Krishna. And, well, Krishna says, come under the hill. Okay, we'll come under the hill. And of course, there are different reasons for that. Mother Yashoda immediately went under the hill. Some others thought about it, but then they did it. Now, ultimately, if the whole proposal didn't work, Krishna's proposal that we get shelter under the hill, then Krishna was going to obviously die. And for the Vrijabhasis, they weren't thinking, well, I'd rather just sit it out here and see what happens. Because either it works or it doesn't work. If it doesn't work, well, for the Vrijabhasis, there's no life without Krishna. So if it doesn't work, then we'd rather die with Krishna than without him. So again, they did it. They trusted him. And they came under the hill. Anyway, a lot of other things were going on within this pastime. He was one of the many different themes that better with Krishna, better die with Krishna than live without him. And to live with Krishna means that you have to have faith in Krishna. So that was the Vrijabhasis' faith that we'd rather be with, rather die with him than without him. So it's called deep faith. This is what it means to become Uttama Adhikari. Jiva Goswami describes that Uttama Adhikari has deep faith. So they're not scholars, they're not learned Vedic brahmanas, but they have this deep faith in Krishna, so deep that their whole lives are just based around them. And that's one of the messages that Krishna is giving us through this Govardhan Puja. Because if we don't have that faith, then you can't go back to Goloka. Maybe able to go somewhere else, but the whole message of Srimad Bhagavatam is that you have to acquire the type of faith and love that the Vrijabhasis have, and you have to follow them. So Krishna Anagami, Janaganani, Vrajagami, you have to be able to follow them or to go without them. And that will happen sometime in the future when devotees attain that perfection where they go in the material world, wherever Krishna's pastimes are, that it's going to happen. At that time, Govardhan Puja is not going to be some type of observance that we have, but you're going to have to walk under the hill. So you have to get ready for that, we have that. And if we don't go under the hill, although I don't know that there were any Vrijbhasis who didn't go under the hill, but in any case, if we don't, then you get left behind when Krishna takes everyone back to Godhead. Then again, we have to go to some other universe. So real faith, the cultivation of faith, certainly throughout our lives, that's a practiced reality, and that Krishna gives us lots of opportunities for how to develop our faith, and depending on Krishna, we can be sure it's not always going to make sense. And that's part of the whole idea of faith. If it always makes sense, well, then you don't need it. Sense is sometimes, or faith is sometimes illogical. Don't worship demigods, worship a mountain, stand under a mountain. Krishna asks his devotees, and when as much as Krishna becomes hurt, when we look for some other type of solution, and the way that Krishna was upset that the Vrijbhasis were worshipping this demigod, in the same way he becomes upset when we don't have full faith in him. So, Hare Krishna, Happy Govardhan Puja.